along in your home maintenance calendar that we send out for free to you, the Arizona homeowner. Just let us know the address you would like the calendar sent to, and it'll show up in your mailbox. We're actually going to be sending them this week, so your cutoff line to request one is Tuesday. Again, just let us know the address you'd like it sent to, and it's 2022's home maintenance calendar. For everyone that has 2021, you see here, Saturday, November 27th, we're talking energy efficiency, and we've got a special guest in studio, Dan, with 4 Energy. You guys have been a partner for almost 4 years, but this is y'all's radio debut.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Lots of things been happening, and feel good with coming out of COVID type of things going on and starting to roll into the holidays here.
Well, let's talk about energy efficiency. This is the great time of year if you're not on the equalizer, and we tell everyone don't go on an equalizer because you really don't
know.
Realize how big of a contrast it is. Pay your monthly.
Yep.
My APS bill dropped from 500 down to less than 150.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, we have a lot of horses and a lot of outbuildings and a lot of things that, you know, just, you know, come with, you know, trailers on site and live in quarters.
Yep.
So it's not all of our, but I mean, it
adds up quick.
And that summertime, that thing's, if I could turn the meter, you know, the old-fashioned, into a fan, it could be a cooling effect
right?
as well.
Like a little built-in air conditioner on the side of the house. Yeah, that equalizer, it can be a little misleading to some people. You know, coming into the summertime, they think they have just a $200 electric bill when actually they're paying, you know, in some cases, $500, $600 a month.
And there's a lot of simple things we can do to chip away at that.
There is. So one of the things that we do at 4 Energy is we do a complimentary home energy checkup where we'll come in and we'll send an auditor out, and they spend about 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on the size of the home. They go through the home. They're checking the air conditioning unit, water heaters, checking insulation levels, making sure the ducts look good up in the attic, make sure there's no kinks. We got good airflow going to the rooms. And they really, they're like the doctors for the houses. So we go in there, we speak with the homeowners. They give us their ailments, you know, and then from there we get a good idea of where we need to go to properly diagnose the house so we can make it more energy efficient for them.
And something that I don't think people push enough is energy efficiency is also water efficiency, because all of our energy has it's a massive amount of water consumption generating that energy.
Oh yeah, you know, you got hydro creating lots of electricity for us, and
Palo Verde, all they're doing is steaming water,
yep, to cool down the reactors. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of water waste, and you know, us being in the desert and our neighboring state of California always going into drought, and you know, fortunately this year we had a little bit of a monsoon that helped out. You know, last year not so much. That was a brutal summer last year with no monsoon going on.
Yeah, we did get one this year, but not to detract from a home energy audit, but that's just something I think more people need to connect, that energy savings is also water savings.
Yep.
What are the biggest violators you guys find when you're doing these energy audits?
Yeah, I mean, we got all kinds of like videos and pictures that we take when we get up in the attic, and so we can show families what's going on. Most families aren't up in the attic. Biggest violators, of course, insulation. You know, people have subpar insulation, ductwork that's not properly strapped. They have kinks in it, so it's reducing the airflow able to go in there, or they're disconnected. We've gone into many homes and the duct's not even connected, just blowing nice cold air up into the attic. Mm. You know, so they're paying to cool
their
attic.
That's expensive.
Yeah, yeah. So they're not too happy with that. You know, excessive voids. We go into a lot of these custom-built homes, and you just see these huge voids going down from the attic into the living space with no insulation at all. So really the only thing separating the customer's attic and their living space is a piece of quarter-inch drywall, which has an R value of like 0.5.
It's not much.
No. So those are some of our, and just old air conditioning units, you know, so a lot of inefficient air conditioning units. Your AC is probably about 60% of your overall usage throughout the year. So a lot of people neglect to even just service your AC, make sure it's operating properly and Freon levels are right. So call a reputable HVAC company to come out and service that once or twice a year and make sure it's working correctly.
And that's key. And something that you as the homeowner can do is air filters. It doesn't seem like a big task, but you know, changing your air filter every single month is a big part of that health system for your
for the air quality. Yeah, I mean, the filters are funny because a lot of times we'll go into homes and we're doing the home energy checkup and we check the return, check the filter, check the grill. And first, usually returns are undersized, so the AC is not operating at its maximum capacity. So we usually are able to install another return somewhere. But yeah, to your point, you have the filters in there and it says like a 90-day filter on it. So they don't touch it for 90 days and that thing is just caked with all kinds of stuff and you can hear the AC almost whistling to try and get air through it. So changing those filters and changing them once every single month, especially in the summertime.
Yeah, Rosie equates that to trying to give a marathon runner a straw to breathe through while they're, they're running.
Right. Or six masks over their face, right? Equate to what we're going through today.
I think it's seven now, right?
Yeah, seven.
So energy efficiency, it's a funny time that we put it together because you know, what's current is often what's important. And when you get that summer bill, that first one, you're like, you know, well, by that time, you know, we put it here intentionally so that you get ahead of it so that when it comes, you don't have that. And you immediately start with your energy savings going into our next heating system. I mean, this is the perfect time to do those projects because you're not behind the eight ball then by the time it summer comes around.
Yep, and that's it. I mean, a lot of people, they're getting that reprieve from their electric bill, so it's kind of like they have that breathing room now, and they're like, it's better now. But this is, to your point, a perfect time to move forward with that stuff. You know, prices are continuing to increase as well. You look at the news and everybody's prices are going up. Grocery prices are going up. Turkey prices are going up. And it's just a matter of time. It's like lock in those 2021 rates now and those prices now before they go up after the first of the year. There's a big supply issue going on. You know, wood. I mean, you look at the cost of wood just in the last year or so.
There was a meme of somebody that had it was a picture of a popsicle. And it said, bonus, I ate a popsicle and got $9 worth of wood.
Yeah. I just saw one where Black Friday shopping, it's everybody running into the water off the coast of California and you have all the shipping containers out off the coast.
That's
it's like,
good.
Here's Black Friday shopping for you.
I'm proud to say I did not participate in Black Friday yesterday. That is not my MO at all. There's even like a website like Black Friday Death Count.
Yeah.
It documents all the people that get trampled.
Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal. But yeah, I mean, this is the right time of year to start looking into that stuff and getting your house prepped. So come next summer, you're all ready to rock and roll and go into that summer with a nice, cool, comfortable house. It's balanced. You don't have the hot rooms. And what we're finding now, too, over the last 2 years, everybody's working from home now. So their utility usage has increased. We're seeing 30 to 40% increases year over year because now everybody's at home. They're working from home, more computers running, TVs running. Now they can't
leave
more the
body
AC.
Heat. So yep. The air conditioning is working harder
from
everyone else.
I was
going
to say, yeah, most people, they're at work. They turn their AC up to like 82. Now they're at home all day. So they're running at like 76, 78 degrees.
So, well, how does somebody schedule with one of your consultants for energy?
Yeah, it's real easy. Just call into the office. The phone number is 480-699-1481. Somebody will take your call, schedule you with a complimentary home energy checkup. Just let them know that you're calling in because you heard about us from Rosie on the House. And right now we're running a promotion throughout the weekend for kind of like a Black Friday sale, where if you do move forward with any of the recommendations that we come back and review with you, we'll give you a 10% discount.
Very good. So, like you said, you're already at your lower bill time, and you're going to add 10% off of any, whether it's insulation or duct replacement.
Yeah, window replacement, HVAC replacement. You know, we'll come back when the energy auditor goes out there. They compile about a 15 to 20 page report, and we schedule a follow up appointment to sit down and review that report in person with the homeowners, so that they understand exactly what's going on with their home. We also have a great DIY list, just little things, kind of like what we were just talking about, changing your filter out. You know, things that homeowners can just do on their own. They don't need us for it. You know, draining a water heater once a year. Little things like that, just to help with efficiency, extending the life of your your equipment and just making your house a little bit more energy efficient as well.
And the perfect homeowner will then, that's following their bills and they're looking at their cost savings, what they were spending in the past, you know, that money that they're saving now, you can save that money to the side and use it for additional improvements. You know, you don't have to do these all at once.
Right.
You can use the savings from it to get more done with it later. I mean, that's
100%.
That's the goal of
Yeah, this. We try and structure it so it really costs the homeowners little to nothing out of pocket. You're using the savings that you're obtaining from your utility bills to kind of help pay for those upgrades. We also do PERL certification, so we certify all the work, which actually helps in overall property value as well.
So, forenergy.com, or you can find them in the energy category at rosieonthehouse.com. Dan, thanks for helping us cover our weekly to-do. We do it every Saturday here in this third segment of the 10 o'clock hour. A well-maintained home has a better value. It's more competitive on the market. And if we live in our home, and I'm not there yet, I'm honest, I mentioned this, but if we can live in our home that you could sell it that day, should you need to, you're going to enjoy it. You know, I can't tell you how many times, Dan, we go, somebody's selling a home and they get the paint and the floor and they're like, we should have done this years ago.
Right.
Like, well, then do it,
yep.
You know? That, yep. And that's the point of our weekly to-do. So it's constantly maintained and ready. And it's a better quality of life. It's more enjoyable. You don't have these nagging things in the back of your mind. Oh, I got to get this done. Oh, that's not done.
Yeah.
And then you just ignore them and, you know, six or seven of those add up and now this is a massive, well, you know, our home is our biggest asset. Let's take care of it. And that's why we have our weekly to-do. And when we can, we get our experts in out of the field that are the people that are in our listeners' homes during the week, making sure, helping out any way they can for, you know, whatever best serves that individual homeowner. Because they're all different.
Yep. 100%.
I mean, you could have identical homes that were built by the same builder right next to each other.
Completely different.
The lifestyle of the people in it, how they manage them, completely different. So, forenergy.com. Again, thanks. Thanksgiving weekend, man. What a trooper.
Yeah, got to do it, man. Always out there and making things happen.
Why don't you repeat that offer again? Because that's
yeah,
pretty
so,
cool.
Yeah, so give us a call. We'll schedule you with a complimentary home energy checkup. No obligations. We'll come back out, sit down with you, review everything. If there's any of the recommendations you want to move forward with, we'll give you a 10% discount as being a partner with Rosie on the House.
Forenergy.com.